Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We want to look at God's financial covenant. Hallelujah. God's financial covenant. It is important for you to understand God's covenant, financial covenant with his children. Otherwise, you'll be doing things, even giving to God, but the thing will not work properly for you because you are not operating within the covenant parameters God has set.
And it will be to me a yanoma bebre empo se ube isika adiama sorry. Nemo sa wan yan ni se de wanyan kupo na panene yetia and yana wanyesh.
A covenant is different from a promise.
Yeka apama sunku dem esinse obi a shawobo.
A covenant relationship requires connection through obedience in order to benefit from it.
So obinu wo apam a anya wo se wo ya asutie ama ensiseya efa apam no ho ama de won biara wanya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you take a little boy who has a father who is wealthy,
so wo fa abofra na gya owo sika,
the boy will benefit from the father's wealth just because of his connection to the father and his obedience to the father.
Enu ti abofra no obenya neja neja padie ni bi esan kitahudia oni eja no wo ani asuti a oyedima eja mu.
I want us to understand that the Bible says in Job 28 that there is a vein for the silver and a place for gold where they find it. In other words, it means that money is not just there. Money is in channels, it's in veins. So all that you need is to connect to the channel through which money is flowing, and then it will pour into you.
Ẹnu ti sika wo hwe ni awọ sẹ yẹti ase ni sẹ wo kan Job eti aduonu won twi na wo si sika wo hwe e wo ba bi a efi ba e wo ba bi a ehye a e wo se wutumi nya sika kwakọ so saa ẹni ti sẹ wo gina ha na sẹ wo pe pipe nsu anom a pipe bi ani ha wo bebu a wo benye nsu wo mu anom sika no e wo ba bi a pipe wo chi sẹ wo kọ ekyire ho ẹni ti si wan nyi na ba bi a ade sika wo mu no wo benya enya dia wo benya.
Now the greatest feature of a covenant relationship is sacrifice.
Na adia edimu se woni obi benya apam kita ho ye se wo betu bibia che wo beyi bibia ma.
So if you take marriage people for example, they must sacrifice. Once they are in a covenant, one must sacrifice himself or herself for the other.
Na se awarefo ewa apam no ewa se wo mu nyina wo mu tu am ho che ewa aware mu ama aware ne.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Now, in examining the financial covenant God has with his children, we are going to talk about three components of the financial covenant.
Na said ya yeshe apama wonyankopon ne nema ewo wo musikasem ye behwe enyoma ho rom yensa ewo sa apam ni hisheye.
The first one is offering.
Nya de kan eye aforebode.
The second one is tight.
Nyatusu mienu eye ntusu odudu.
The third one is first fruits.
Nyatusu nan eye wadua badia edikan.
So the three things involved in God's financial covenant are offerings, tithes, and first fruit.
Na sa no ma miense ni ade e kabo mu a eye wonyankopon apam no nsia no ana ade e hyase a etumo ma na pam ne ye adwuma afarebode ntusu odu ani aduaba kan afarebode.
All of these things require sacrifice on your part, on God's part, for the covenant, financial covenant relationship to be maintained.
Now when you are kwan a wo be fa su eyi bibi onyankopon so be ye ne famu de ama apam a e fa ye sikasam abem.
It is important to understand that authority is established in the Bible by three.
Na member so ti ase ni se ye ka se bibi wo tumi an esipi a etumi gina wo bra mi ensa edidasi.
So God's authority is in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The three of them form God's authority. Earthly rulership authority is in the sun, the moon, and the stars. man's authority on earth is because he is a spirit, soul, and body. The believer's authority is from the death, the resurrection, and the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. The early church authorities or pillars were Peter, James, and John. So basically, God even put it in creation. He put it everywhere. That authority is established by three, not two, not one.
Now, when now my say when yanko ponishe yemu, se bibi ben yina ne benya tumia, ejan fa pemian sans.
God Himself is an example. The triune God, they are an example to all mankind. That is why financial authority is established by three: offerings, tithes, and first fruits. Let's make some early comments on these three covenant practices, and then we will move on. First of all, let's talk about offerings. The foundation of offering is a willing heart to meet a corporate need. I'll say it again. The foundation of offering, giving offering in church, giving offerings, is a willing heart to meet a group need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because anytime a group of people come together, there are individual needs and there are group needs. Now God wants us to subordinate our individual needs to the group need. That is why you can have an individual need even as you are in church or elsewhere, but you must be able to let it come second to the need of all of you, the whole church put together. It is important for church people to learn to sacrifice in spite of their numerous problems. That is the way God has made it in His kingdom system. That if we subordinate and seek first His things, all other things shall be added unto us. So offering requires that you have a willing heart. If you do not have a willing heart, what you give doesn't really help you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God's people must learn to willingly give up what is legitimately their rights. That is one great example. The person that we say or we attribute the organization of the church to, who is Apostle Paul, that is one great example he set for us. He said that there were things that legitimately he can make demand on or is his right. But he didn't take those rights just because of the group progress and advancement.
Now,
and that is a great example to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said he had every right to lead around a wife. But he did not do that. Just so that the work of God or the church as a whole can move on.
Now I am when you say ya a sorry ni trimpon ebeko kan.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 8.
Korintofo nwoma etusu mienu tinwotwe.
Verse 1 to 6.
Ba kun ekosi ensia.
This is something that God wants his church to have.
Where
a willing heart.
Wonyame pese ye fi akoma pemu sa sori ni yenya.
A willing heart to give offerings.
Akoma aya krado se ebeyi afore.
And to see the corporate needs met.
Na ya behwe se ebusua na na ekuo na yewom no mohiade no yama abam.
The apostle calls it a grace.
Na ya papa Paul fa ni se e adom.
He says, moreover brethren,
o si hwe enuanom.
That 2 Corinthians 8:1.
Korintofo ngoma atusu mienu tinwotwe chiche mba akon.
Moreover brethren, we make you known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. That in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. So individually they were in affliction and trouble. But it didn't show in their corporate advancement. Verse 3, for I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing. Please underline freely willing. Employing us with much urgency that we will receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. So we urge Titus that as he has begun, so he will also complete this grace in you as well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is a grace that makes your heart so willing to give to the group cause in spite of the fact that individually you may be in affliction or trouble.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
This is very important because if you do not have a heart, a willing heart to give, then no matter how much you give, you can give $1 billion. It doesn't help you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On the other hand, if you have a willing heart and you give of what you have, maybe all that you can give is 1 Ghana cedis. To God, because you have a willing heart, that 1 Ghana cedis is so much.
Now when you mean this one dear, as some say we if you are kuma aye or papa kuma munit aya dear sum nebupa.
That is why God sets as the foundation for offerings.
And not in a when you see the fapemefa for a body who say
that what I want is not the quantum of money you put in. What I want is a willing heart. That is a basic thing. That when everybody qualifies, everybody is supposed to have a willing heart, give willingly, cheerfully. Because God loves somebody who does that cheerfully. It's not like God loves the man who gave $1 billion. And the person who gave 2 Ghana cedis, God doesn't love. He says that he'll love it if you give it willingly, from your heart.
Hallelujah. Wasi wa fori body and say we yin wa kumepem na wo deba wani jemwa and no shishe.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
This is important for us to get.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
You know, sometimes we get the idea, God's people get the idea, sometimes, human as we are, that it is because I give so much that God should do some things for me.
But
the heart with which you give is important. Because some people give big amounts of money just to atone for maybe the fact that they haven't been coming for prayer meetings, or maybe to kind of compensate for how their life, their Christian life is not too nice, you see. They want to compensate sometimes even for the blood of Jesus, that God will have mercy on them because they give big and things like that. That's not the heart or the motivation with which God wants. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why God wants us to give offerings when we come to church is because He wants us to have a willing heart. It is a willing heart that He is looking for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So He tells you to do something physical that cannot be done without a willing heart. So it is really a willing heart that God wants, not your money necessarily. I will say it again. The reason why God says that we should give offerings is because He wants us to have willing hearts. The offering is just a means of expressing
that.
So don't give without a willing heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's talk a little about tithes. The foundation of tithing is having a legitimate income earning work.
Na fapema eda entusuo duduo huni se beya wubenya akwenja na wenya ejuma denyina ebebre ubibi.
The reason why God wants us to give tithe in church is because He wants us to work. It's not really the tithe as it is in itself. So if you do not work, but you find some money somewhere and come and pay your tithe, because the pastor said, come and give tithe. Although you have given tithe, you have circumvented the foundation, what really God wants. You think 1/10 can do anything massive? Your 1/10 can do anything massive? No, it is a sign of something He wants us to be engaged in.
Wow. Hallelujah. Someone bomb me pusa. Was it central when Nyamisi yenyi tight ne say? ọpẹsẹ dan nyinaa wuyi adwuma na wotumi yi bi ɛde ba sɛ ntutusuo dudu ɛne ti sɛ obi kyɛ osika na wode ntutusuo dudu aba a ne fa pim ne ne sent no onyame hwehwɛ sɛ wobɛyi ntutusuo dudu no ɛnyɛ no ɔhwehwɛ sɛ kɔ na kɔyɛ adwuma na bosome bi anaa mmerɛ biara no wobɛnya biribi de aba sɛ wo ntutusuo dudu.
So you can pay your tithe and still you see that the things that goes with tithing, the thing is your being.
And you tube to me to young to so do doa. Now, so when we say no more effort to so do do no and count.
Look at Ephesians 2:10.
Yan you have so far, my team, you know, Chichemudu.
Very quick one.
Yan Shannon Tamso.
The Bible says that for we are his workmanship.
Bible say, yeah, yan in Sanwa Juma.
Created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
So wa boy ya ewo Christo mu de yako enyuma pem.
Which he has before ordained.
Ah, now wa shisha to hodada.
That's Ephesians 2:10. That we should walk in them.
Se baya ya benantimu.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We are Jesus's workmanship.
Yeah, Christo ni sanu ejuma.
And the Bible says that we have been created for good works.
Bible say wa boy say e be yanuma pa.
Let me show you the deception with this verse.
Mama yan hu na da e was asem we mu.
Because if you read this verse,
so we can kind say asem we ya.
You can think that God wants you to do good.
Wa je ba yo say wo nyame pesa wo ye niama pa.
Like you meet somebody and you dash the person 10 cedis. You are doing good works.
Say bia wo she obi a wa ma ne 10 Ghana, che say wo ye nyuma pa.
But that is not what God is basically really saying in this verse. That Greek word that was translated works is the word egon.
Wasi Greek asema wamu dani no baya no works ni efrane egon.
And it's not necessarily talking about you dashing things out to people and being a good person who is doing good deeds like almsgiving and all that.
Na egon. And I say, sa good dia wa ya dwen se wushobia egon. Wama ni 10 Ghana egon, 20 Ghana enye sa.
It is talking about doing a good work. It's talking about occupation.
Kasefa ejuma woya ho ejuma.
Good toil.
Obre papa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That Greek word, first of all, it means toil.
Wasi Greek kasem no work no ekyere ejuma.
And secondly, it means occupation.
Ebion anywhere ejuma woya.
So look at it. God has created believers in Christ Jesus for what? For good occupation. Listen, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Walk in what? Walk in the good toil or the good occupation. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Why is this? Why should God create us for good occupation on this earth? Because he wants us to work. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
He wants us to work. I'll say it again. He wants us to work. One of the issues of people on this continent, in this southern hemisphere, is because we don't value work. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We work lackadaisically.
Yeah,
and then we will gather and pray for development.
Hey, now ya shia wam say juma ya yeni yeo. Now suna ya say shia bum pa ya sa wanyame mayanko kan.
And we will gather in church and say, bring your tithe.
Na ya san eshia wa sorry dam ya se fa tithe, bra.
But the foundation of the tithe is good occupation.
Nan su fapima at that title when say wube ye juma papa.
Titus chapter 2.
Titus mienu.
And then verse 13 and 14. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about God's financial covenant,
say ya kasafa wonyankopon fapem anaso wonyankopon fapem efa yesika sam ho a.
We are not just talking about the art of giving offering. Though when I came, I put in offering, and then every month too, I pay my tithe. That is not what God is looking for. That one is just a physical sign of something that you must be doing.
Now, enye se ye beba asore mi akase ye to oyato aforibode ena ye tu entutu so dudu keke sa eni sukan ya de na ye ye na nya nu no nya me hwehwe nemoni e tai sa de na chi no eno na ohwehwe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is not just that you engage, they bring the offering bowl and you are putting something in, a willing hand. It is not just the month has ended or the week has ended or the day has ended and then bring all your tithe. I mean, where is it coming from?
If we don't
teach these things well, we will continually spiritualize offerings and spiritualize tithes and forget that the foundation is in the legitimate work, that toil, occupation that you must give yourself to.
Say and church the year afar body no tutu so nwuma nyina ye befa ne say esunsun mu nyoma na ma wo say ye hu sent ni babia sadie ni befi beba ye betumi dia ye de sesa ye.
So you can give all your offering and all your tithe and you see that God's financial plan for you in your life is not manifesting that well because you have destroyed the foundation.
Ano ti wo be hu say wo yi wa afar body wo tutu unsun tutu so dudu de na so onyankopon hyehye ne na pam ono wo wo
the Bible says Titus 2:13, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
In
other words, the people of God must be looking forward to the rapture. But until the rapture, what happens to us? Are we idly waiting for the rapture? Look at verse 14. We are waiting for Jesus who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people. What is the characteristic of the people Jesus has purified for himself? What is the characteristics of Jesus' redeemed special people?
He
gave us only one characteristic. Says that they are zealous for good works. Once again, the word translator works here is the word, the Greek word ergon, E-R-G-O-N.
Sana suna sa asamna ohone echre ejuma wode wonsa eye.
He is talking about we should be zealous to work.
Wase yema yene bre say ye beye ejuma.
Do what kind of work?
Ejuma ba na wase yeye.
Work that you can earn something so that you can pay tithe out of it.
Ejuma wo betumi aye na wanya hu bibi sɛ yakatua sɛ yɛmfa soɔ ana watumi atua wo tithe.
Zealous
wo yɛ no wani bere so.
Zealous
wo hu nyina wo de yɛ.
Of good occupation
ejuma papa wo tu hu nyina si hɔ a
wo yɛ. Of good toil
ebra ejuma wo mu a wo de wo hu si hɔ a wo yɛ.
The hard working people in the world
nkurɔfoɔ bi wɔ hɔ mu yɛ ejuma papa
are supposed to be the redeemed of Jesus.
Ɔmo ne nkurɔfoɔ a Kristo to ask some
the people who are zealous to work are supposed to be Jesus' believers.
Wow.
Because there is a teaching that goes on that makes you know that if you become a believer, then you don't do anything. And then you look for the favor of God. Because favor is more than labor. Have you heard that thing before?
What is our same bida?
Hey.
Chai.
The Bible is telling us that the people of God must speak these things. Exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, sometimes if you speak the way that I'm speaking today, you will think that people may have the tendency of despising you. Do you know why? Because you are telling them that life of just walking around, just walking around, not doing anything, out of which you can get a tithe and bring the tithe so that God's financial covenant in your life will be exemplified. Those things you are not doing and you do not want to do. Rather, you want some other people to work hard and then God will transfer it to you.
What say? Some way walk our baby. I ever cast a so for Jai winning Bible. Now so for Yanya Juma, so when Yamina see what the Bibia Bamayaka. Now so when Yamina see, and send our bet to Yababet to our titan. I was so we had Juma, Ebia yet to our cabo sumi, and now we yam for so. Now a numan and I wonder what tight beba. And it will be a catch us off for so for Jai. As some who cares, I send me in to the chimmy. Eh, so for me no one yadi, no monocrani dear. Yabeka, I was so we had Juma, now when you want to so do do not dear, but I'm a yammy as and when we.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.